Sav is Ein Sav Eloshin Zirus Miyad Eloderus. Where do we have that in Kedushin? Ein Sav Eloshin Zirus Miyad Eloderus. We have that in Kedushin where? What?
Chavtes Amin Aleph.
You said Chavtes? Oh, I thought you said Chavtes. Very good. Excellent. Very good. We had it in last semester.
Oh. You have to show zrizus. You have to show alacrity. Towards what? Towards all mitzvahs. Zrizus makdimu mitzvahs. But specifically, what's the Torah talking about? Korban Ola.
That's what the Torah is talking about at the beginning of Tzav, the Korban Ola. What's special about the Korban Ola?
What is significant about the Korban Ola?
The Gemara comments in Tzvachim and Zayim and Beis in the name of Rava.
Ola is a Doron.
What's a Doron? A gift to Hashem. When is a Korban Ola offered?
When you want to give a Korban Nedava, let's say you're Mavatel and Mitzvah Esed, let's say someone forgot to put on tefillin, God forbid. If you're Mavatel and Mitzvah Esed, there's a din to what bring a Korban Ola as a Doron to Hashem. A gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's voluntary. Anything that is voluntary, do we show zrizus to?
I know I don't, usually.
If it's voluntary, what's the phrase? I'm there.
I'm not there, right?
That's what the Torah is saying here. That if we're dealing with things that are voluntary, of course it's obligatory, zrizus makdim u'mitzis. But the Torah is saying a special, special chiddush. Many times, sa'ad Shabbos akor. I think most of the time, sa'ad Shabbos akor.
Truth is, who has the obligation? Your moms, your abbas, what? They are what? Cleaning the house.
Mikra din, one could say, oh, it's not my obligation. Anything that you contribute is really from a voluntary perspective. And the truth is, you know what? You're not going to show any reasons with that. Well, the Torah says, chas v'shalom. Tzav is on Shabbos HaGadol to impel us and to motivate us that things in the matters of what voluntary realm are not something that what we have to do in a lazy fashion. And we'll look, if you need any help, we'll back you up. Many of the Nesim have the approach, remember, if there's any contributions needed, come, we'll take care of the end. That's not the role of a leader. They should be out in the front lines giving the money. You know, showing by example.
So too, when it comes in voluntary things like a korban ola, we have a davka have to show our zrizus. That klal zrizus makdim u'mitzvos, that sav ein loshen sav elas loshen zrizus b'yad eloderus is said by korban ola to show it's not for the realm just of obligatory mitzvos; it's even for voluntary things. And that means helping your parents, especially during Pesach, do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Do things that what you want to what help. And you want to show that what you're a mentor and you and motivate yourself, force yourself to be able to do that. Because the Chinuch writes, what's better, the guy who does things robotically or the fellow who philosophizes about doing things? So the Chinuch writes the first guy. Because kol ha-machshavos are nimshach achar pulos. You do things robotically, you help out, by the very nature of you doing all these actions, it's going to change your attitude. You force yourself to do it. You show your alacrity for voluntary areas. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing mechazik in all areas. You show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to help in all areas. Certainly in the realm of Ben Adam HaKavera when it comes to Pesach. Temper sometimes flare. People have a lot of things to do. You've got to impress that in your own personality that we have to be calm. And we have to try to realize that Zrizus is not just for what? Obligatory things, but even for involuntary things. And if that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us and assist us in eradicating the chometz from our midst, which is the Yetzer Hara. And that's why we have, perhaps, Tzav on Shabbos HaGadol. Because we destroy that what? We destroy the deity of the Mitzrim. We destroy the deity of the Mitzrim. We have the Amunim B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, on Asiri we have 4 days. Asiri B'nissen, 4 days to make sure to examine there's no movement. And we did this, Lamaisa, and therefore, if that's the case, we've readied ourselves for what? For the time of the Geula. But perhaps Hashem is testing us. I just don't want Zrizus, Hashem says, in the realm of obligatory mitzvahs, but even in the voluntary realm.
And that's why Tzav is by the Oila, and that will motivate us to do things that maybe we're not asked of as we prepare for Pesach. Okay, everybody have a good Shabbos. Cards are over.
And so we go right there.